Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Cox. 97.1 FM Talk. And Carl, do we have our guests? Are we...
You're good.
Awesome. From the Heritage Foundation, a senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation, Cully Stimson. Thank you so much for coming on to St. Louis Radio this morning.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
And I wanted to get your take, I guess, when we start here. Some of the news over the weekend is there was a change of heart by Hamas when it comes to terrorism and that some of the different hostages that they've held, Israeli hostages, and it could be some American hostages, too. So when you heard the news that all of a sudden things were starting to lighten up a little bit, at least from the terrorist side of Hamas, what was some of the things going through your mind? What was going on there?
I don't believe them. Mm-hmm. If it walks like a duck and talks like a duck, and they have a long track record of being savages, they're not going to change their mentality. They're just changing their spin, because I think when they see the incoming U.S. president saying if they don't return the U.S. hostages and all the hostages are going to be hell to pay, this is a PR stunt. They are ideologically driven, and they want to eliminate all Jews in the state of Israel. I don't believe them.
So they're trying to buy some time, you think, is what they're trying to do and regroup, possibly?
I have no idea why they're doing it in terms of saying it now, except to say that I don't think it's a coincidence that they're saying it now with President Trump coming in after he took such a hard line with them. Like, I look, you know, this is like saying, you know, is ISIS going to change? Is Al-Qaeda going to change? Are these, you know, Hezbollah going to change? They're not going to change because they have a much longer view about what they want for the world. So I remember the detainees that we had during the war on terror, and when we had them in custody and we were doing lawful interrogations, they had a favorite saying. They used to say to American interrogators, "You have watches, we have calendars."
Yeah.
We'll take the 500-year view, the 1,000-year view. You're on a political calendar, and time is evanescent for you because it's going to burn up, and the will of the American people is going to go away to support your efforts.
Can I mention something I found kind of interesting over the weekend, too? So we find that when it comes to terrorists in Hamas and these situations over in Israel and the illegal immigration we have here in the United States, there are some common threads, which is they love tunneling So we found this giant tunnel, apparently, that were coming into the United States, which could have been used to usher in people into the country illegally. We knew they were already tunneling. So you heard and you probably saw this new tunnel that they discovered. It seems like no matter what we do, we're always going to, you know, you build a wall, there's going to be a tunnel. You build a wall, there's going to be a guy that comes in and ignores it or doesn't build it or whatever. Do you think we'll ever get border security on the southern border?
Well, we'll get a lot more than we have now. Mm-hmm. Tom Holman's the real deal. He's a colleague of mine here at Heritage. he knows how to secure the border. Secure is, you know, you put in quotation marks. You're never going to stop, to your point, 100% of the people illegally coming into this country. But you got to do a hell of a lot better, and you can do a hell of a lot better than what this administration has done, which is essentially turn our border security people into Walmart greeters. So they are. That's what they are. Welcome to the United States. Here's a piece of paper. Oh, by the way, here's your free cell phone. Where can we transport you?
That's true.
I mean, it's true. I mean, yeah. It's just true. And so, yeah, you're – look, tunnels, there are good tunnels and there are bad tunnels. You see the tunnels that people dug to try to get out of East Germany into West Germany. Those are good tunnels, right? You saw tunnels that Americans tried to use – to get out of prisons when they were held as POWs. Those are good tunnels. And then there are tunnels used by nefarious actors for nefarious reasons. So you're never going to stop 100%, but you got to do a hell of a lot better. And we're going to do a hell of a lot better as a country
in
the near future.
I know Trump received that unconditional discharge last week with the sentencing, mm-hmm. basically meaning no time in jail, no charge or no fine or anything like that. What's ahead? Because did I read somewhere that his team now has 30 days to basically file a notice of appeal to challenge that?
Yeah. That's standard New York law. Typically, in any state, once a criminal conviction has been handed down by the trial judge, you get to decide whether or not you're going to try to appeal or just take your medicine and stick with the sentence as is or the record as is. And I think they have to make a decision. I think the decision's easy. They file an appeal. And so in New York, it's 30 days. Other states, it's typically 30 days in most states.
When you look at a case like that, and do you think it's going to somehow affect his presidency when he's in office, or do you think this will be basically going on behind the scenes? It's not going to affect any of his official duties.
I don't think it's going to have, in the main, much of an effect on his ability to carry out his responsibilities. I do think it had an effect on getting him reelected.
In a good way, right?
I think all this lawfare affected some people on the margins are like, well, you know, the criminal justice system has been used against me in an unlawful way, and I think he's the man. So, but no, I don't think, look, he has great lawyers. He's going to be hiring great lawyers. And so I don't think it's going to affect his actions on the new tax cuts. I don't think it's going to affect his impact on world affairs. I don't think it's going to really have, it's going to be like a very small fly at a very large party in the summertime. It's not going to be much of anything.
You know, if people want to look up your work, what you're doing, where can they go?
X at Cully Stimson or heritage.org. You can also see my work at the Daily Signal. So those are the places you can find me.
Perfect. People need to look up your work. You do fantastic work. And there's never a lack of things to talk about in today's world, I'll tell you that. Lots of things to monitor. I can only imagine the amount of news that you cycle through any given day. There's just so much out there. Cully Stimson, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate
it. Thanks for having me, guys. Really appreciate it. Happy New Year to you.
Get more at 971talk.com.